Mulrunji's new inquest. Debate between lawyers in the pre-hearing conference went on in hushed tones. Before I knew it, my aging diary was full. Andrew Bowe stepped back from the bar table. A gaggle of 15 or more clerks, journos and lawyers filed out of the pre-hearing of Mulrunji's third inquest. 2 hours had passed. Bowe had been there at the second inquest and most proceedings since. He knows all about due process. Hurley's lawyer Steve Zillman and police boss Dennis Fitzpatrick were sitting beside each other at the bar table. Coroner Brian Hine showed little expression. When he did, it seemed to say, "What a thankless task this is." 2 issues remain unresolved from the morning's work. Lawyers discussed whether similar conduct in the manner of arresting people could be admitted into a coronial inquest. There was much discussion of a long-awaited Crime and Misconduct Commission investigation into Mulrunji's death. Can a third inquest lead to justice? If not, will the Parliament act? If the Parliament refuses, what will bring justice for Mulrunji? When the courts and Parliament have failed, are we back on the streets singing the familiar refrain, "No more black deaths in custody"?